Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The responsibility of preaching Islam is imposed on Muslims in their various capacities. Now, a question now arises that what is exactly are the responsibility of responsibilities of a Muslim scholar? What are they exactly liable to vis-a-vis Islamic preaching? Now, if we study the Quran, we will find a very, very pertinent verse which has been cited, which is recorded in Surah Tawbah. And the words of this verse are, وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَيَنْفِرُوا كَافَّةً فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةً لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ وَلِيُنْزِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْذَرُونَ And it was not possible for all the believers to undertake this task. So, why did not a few from every group among them come forward to gain sound knowledge in religion and after attaining this knowledge warn the people of their respective nations when they return to them that they too may take heed? So, as the verse is very, very succinctly says, very, very briefly and concisely says, that primarily seeking knowledge and primarily having a deep understanding of religion is not the responsibility of every Muslim. This is not possible. Only a few people can undertake this task. People who have the aptitude and ability to do it should come forward and gain sound knowledge in religion. The words of the Quran are tafaqqu fi din, liyatafaqqahu fi din. They should have a deep understanding. They should try to gain a very deep understanding of the religion they're going to teach to others. And then what the verse says is what they have to do once they return to their people is وَلْيُنْزِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ. They have to warn their people. Now this inzar, as the term goes, the Quranic term, it means that they have to warn people of the hereafter, of the fact that one day the Almighty is going to take account of all their deeds. So therefore they have to follow the commands of God. They have to follow the directives of God. And if they do not, then of course they will be punished by the Almighty. So the primary responsibility of the scholars of Islam, it has to be understood, is that they have to warn people of this hereafter, of this accountability in the hereafter that's going to take place. In other words, religious scholars, they can do various activities, but they shall not, or they cannot be indifferent to the fact that the Quran has imposed this responsibility of warning people of the common masses regarding the hereafter. These Muslim scholars, they are liable, they are accountable before God for this responsibility. The verse very clearly says that, of course, not every Muslim can become an Islamic scholar. However, those who become Islamic scholars, first of all, they must gain a very, very deep understanding, a very thorough understanding of Islam. And then what they have to do is they have to warn their respective people of the fact that one day they shall be called to account by the Almighty. So therefore, it has to be understood that the responsibility of the scholars of Islam, which the Quran very, very succinctly, very, very unequivocally states, is that they have to warn people of the hereafter. And the word which the Quran uses for this warning is inzar. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.